Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun. Oh, fucking up the mic. Try that again. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. Welcome. We're in June, folks. Man, that happened quick. Summertime. Even on Southeast Virginia, it's pretty mild temperatures. Actually, pretty cool for the last couple weeks, man. It's been a real cool spring, which I got no complaints about. But welcome to the off-ramp show for the people, by the people, everybody, the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. It's been a couple weeks. I had to take off last week. Had to handle some things. But we bike, man. We bike. Hope that y'all been good. Hope you've been in good spirits, good health. Hope things have gone well for y'all. I've been running around crazy, work's been crazy, life's been crazy, but trying to make it, trying to keep it together, trying to hold on to some things. So, you know, this too is a part of life, man. So please feel free, call in through, what's the phone number to call in? 929-477-3975. Let us know how your week's been, your last couple weeks. Let us know what's on your mind. Let us know what you want to talk about, what you want to laugh about, what you want to cry about, what you want to argue about, you know, all the good stuff. That's what the off-ramp's for. We don't settle our arguments through Twitter beefs or Facebook conversations. We call up and we have conversations. Be respectful to other people, and most of the time they'll be respectful to you. If you decide to become disrespectful, it's allowed, but you might get the mute button, or somebody might tell you, fuck you. But the good thing about that is that we hide the names and the faces to protect the innocent. I don't want nobody getting fired from their jobs for having strong opinions. We want people to be honest, so I don't want nobody getting canceled. But you can find us on all the Twitter spheres and the Facebook spheres and all the metaverses and all that good stuff, man. So hit us up online. Let us know what you think. Let us know how you feel. Participate in the conversation again. 929-477-3975. And we'll get right to it. There's a couple of things we want to talk about. Like I said, it's been a couple of weeks. It's some conversations I want to have. Like I said, it's one serious conversation I want to have, but we don't have to stay too long on it. But I would love to hear from parents. I would love to get some parent opinions on the topic. But before we get into that, man, let's introduce everybody. Make sure everybody out there gets in line, gets a nice clear line to speak. I got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the offering as always. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, thanks for having me on, man. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Loved by the Lord of love is gonna stay that way. Oh man, my bad, man. I was, you know, over here eating a Kit Kat, man. He caught me right in the middle of chewing. But yeah, man, thanks for having me on, man. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
Oh, all right, man. As always, man. Yeah, you got to stop eating them Kit Kats, man. You get old, man. Hey, man. But always glad to have you. Always glad to have you. I got my man M Extra Money in the building. M Extra, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
Hey, man, everything is everything. Everything is everything. Hope everybody's well. Glad to be here, man. Can't wait to get into these topics.
Good to have you as always, my brother. We got a phone call from the 317 area code. I'm not completely familiar. It looks familiar. I need to write down some of these numbers because I can't remember everybody's number. But 317, welcome to the off-ramp. Please introduce yourself. You don't have to give your real name. You can give a code name, and welcome to the off-ramp.
Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Margarita. Happy to be here tonight.
Dr. Margarita. Welcome. We always enjoy the margaritas. How's everything been going? Everything been going good with you?
Oh, man. For tonight's purposes, I'll just say yes.
Oh, well, always
life
glad
is good.
To have...
I can't complain. This is a stressful day, but I can't complain.
Well, glad to have you. Hopefully this is a good, safe space. You get all your frustrations out. You get your complaints out about your patients. We'll have a good conversation and see where it leads us. I got my man 8-Point in the building. 8-Point, welcome to the off-ramp. You got us on mute.
Oh, my bad. You're on mute. What's happening, everybody?
Oh, good to have you on as always, my brother. Good to have you as always. I don't know why you just don't walk down and come and join in on the show, but always.
Yeah, I know. I'm out in the backyard right now.
Glad to have you back. As always, y'all know the rules. Please keep yourselves on mute. Unless you got something to say, I try to keep all of y'all off of mute so that when you have something to say, you can just chime in. But please watch your background noise, so keep yourselves on mute until, damn it, I keep dropping the motherfucking mic. Pause. I try to keep all y'all off mute so that when you're ready to jump in, you don't have any restrictions. So try to keep yourself on mute to keep your background noise at a minimum. Please respect other people's opinions and voices. Try not to talk over each other just because in the playback it sounds awful. And we'll get right into topics. Before I get into my topics, let me just do a quick round robin real quick. Blur, anything specific you want to discuss tonight?
Oh, man, I ain't going front. I got a whole list of topics over here I wrote down. I don't want to do anything that's going to take too long, but, shit, I got plenty of stuff, man.
All right, well, what you want to start off with?
All right, let's keep it light then. Montana banned TikTok. Utah banned Pornhub. Which one is a worse or bigger, like, which one hurt the state more? Losing Pornhub or losing TikTok? Personally, I think it's losing Pornhub. That's my thing is people losing Pornhub is going to be a problem. I don't know what kind of porn they was watching in Utah, probably a lot of the sister stuff, and you know, but I think that's going to be a problem. I think whoever banned Pornhub in Utah, they might lose a job.
Pornhub, well, see, I'm not on TikTok, and I haven't been on Pornhub in ages. I don't know what's a bigger deal. In my head, I would think Pornhub would be a bigger deal. But the way TikTok is blown up and the conversation that surrounds it, I don't know if there's more users on TikTok just because, you know, you got adults that watch porn and all that stuff. But, like, kids are on TikTok nowadays. My little nephew, the same age as my child, 9 years old, like, he be on TikTok doing stuff. And I'm like, I don't know how y'all let y'all kids do this, but of course it's all with the parents and it's the way of the world with technology. But I don't know, maybe TikTok's a bigger thing. What you think, Mextra?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Utah thing has to do with the Mormon. So I think, right, isn't that the Mormon state in Utah, I believe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I think so. So maybe that's the reason why, from a religious standpoint. But then I also thought they had multiple wives, too, so then that doesn't make sense either. right? Because you got multiple wives, but then you're going to, you know, ban porn. Like, that's crazy. I guess I'm going to go with TikTok only because I think that more people use that platform, even though China's out here doing this greasy with it. I think that's a bigger deal just because of the social media aspect.
All right. What do you think, Dr. Margarita?
I think I don't utilize either often, but I think TikTok is the I mean,
I like how you slid that often in there, real little.
I mean, you know, just saying. But
hey,
I would say TikTok.
Adults?
Just yeah, that's why I said. I'm just saying, you know, this is a safe space. But I would say TikTok.
TikTok's the bigger loss. Now, I guess let me ask y'all this real quick. Let me get everybody to answer. A-Point, what do you think is the bigger loss, losing Pornhub or losing TikTok?
I think there's more money in Pornhub.
Okay.
That's a private.
See, I don't know how. I guess advertising. I don't know how somebody on TikTok makes money. I'm assuming it's just advertising. New York, welcome to the building.
I think there's a few far in between that are making money off of TikTok, but I think Pornhub is, you know, you've got a lot more advertising on there.
I mean, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that financial impact of what that can do to someone who wants to make amateur porn. So I may have to change my answer based off of that, which one the bigger deal, because I didn't even think about it from a money standpoint. I was thinking about
usage. We'll get into that in a second, because there's a couple questions I have to ask, just because I don't know how these things work, but I just want to get my man New York in the building. What's your answer, TikTok or Pornhub?
I mean, I think I'd say TikTok. Is it just Pornhub? Because, I mean, you just lose Pornhub. You can just go to a different site, right? That's just is what it is about TikTok, I mean, that's a specific app that they get rid of. There's a certain type of content that's on that platform that they get rid of. So I say TikTok.
All right, now let's get into the broad discussion. And Blur, I'm not trying to hijack your topic, but I just have a lot of questions just because I'm ignorant to it. How can a state block a site? Like, if you got access, like if I pay for internet, an individual state can grant me access to only certain amount of internet. Like, we're not China, or do all
well,
states?
They don't
do
actually.
This?
They don't block you specifically with Montana banning TikTok. They're going to find TikTok or ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, and the App Store. So either Apple itself, probably could say App Store, so that's specifically Apple, and Android or whoever, if you have an Android phone, if you get it from Google. So they're going to find them if they give access to the apps inside Montana. So the same way, like, when you go somewhere, they're like, hey, they track your location, whatever. Say this isn't allowed in this state or this area or whatever. If you're from here, different restrictions if you're using this from somewhere else. So they just put all the responsibility onto the companies. And it's up to them to stop people from Montana from using it.
Yeah, so apparently you can still be able to use TikTok. So, like to your point, from what I understand, you're not going to be able to get any updates because they're going to take it off of the Google Play or whatever platform that you have. So if you already have TikTok installed, you still will be able to use it from what I understand, because it's an app. It runs. So I think it's silly because they're gonna. They banned it now. Trust me, in like 3 months, they're gonna unban it. This will be ongoing forever, but people will still find a way to download the APK file and sideload it, and you're still going to be able to use it. I think it's the dumbest fucking thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I didn't know if you could do that with an Apple, with an iOS, which is my concern, which is about them specifically, because Android people are going to be easy for them to get around it, but I didn't know if you could do that with Apple.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know much about Apple. You probably can't, because Apple's so proprietary that you might not be able to sideload it.
But I'm just confused. I guess they do the same thing in a MX show. I know you're in the computer biz, so maybe you could chime in too. I guess it's the same way where they stop certain states from gambling and using DraftKings. But I just don't understand how, like, does the states that provide internet just block the sites totally? If you're using T-Mobile satellite and you want to download an app and T-Mobile doesn't block it, how can the state block it?
Well, it's not that just it on your phone. It comes on your phone by the app itself.
Yeah, because you have location turned on your phone. So
I don't.
Every location that you have, well, if you don't, then it's not going to let you download.
Right.
It's going to require you to your location on, so it knows where you're at, and then that's how it blocks you. That's how DraftKings does it. That's how, you know, all the gambling apps do it, right? It's because you're required to share your location to use the app. As soon as I got your location, I got you. And then they go further because you obviously can use a VPN to put you at another state. But then they'll recognize that you're using a different proxy, and then they'll catch that, and then so they'll just block you regardless. So you can't get around it.
Hey, I was going to say, yo, can I just use a VPN and tell them I'm in China, but they know that I'm using a VPN? Man, that's cold-blooded, you know? I thought the internet was for everyone.
Now your IP address will change. So your location is saying one thing, and your IP address is saying another thing. So I know where those IP addresses are located, and so therefore I could know that where you're at, or
so
that you're using something that's not assigned to your state or your ISP.
All right, so now let's talk about the financial impact. How does the state make money off Pornhub and off TikTok? Like, if you're a user, like if I was making a bunch of TikTok videos and I was making money and I was living in Utah, is that just me filing taxes for my company? Or does the IP address let you know that people are sending me money in that state? How does that work?
I would assume that like if you get almost like IG, right? Like if you get enough users or followers or like YouTube, then you get people that will sponsor you. So you'll get money from your sponsors, right, mm-hmm. on your page, right? And so, because they're essentially got your, I guess, your circle. But, and I guess from there, that company is paying you. So I'm assuming they're going to send you a 1099 or something or some kind of statement that said, I gave you money. Right, and then
right.
I guess if you don't claim that as income, that's you rolling the dice. But I feel like I figured that's how it's happening. So that's why
I run ads. I run ads on my blog. I have to file taxes on that, just like Pornhub. You know, it advertisers. So yes, I mean that's state tax money that they're not getting. I mean they're kind of cutting off their nose despite their own face. In my opinion, it's like what harm is Pornhub doing to anybody? Jesus.
Yeah,
I should be able to jerk off if I want to.
There's no way you should be stuck in Utah, or Montana without porn. Pornhub is TikTok. I can do without. I don't even have TikTok now.
I guess my question is, why just Pornhub? Like, why just Pornhub? Like, there's so many other sites. So, like, why just Pornhub?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, you got beef with Pornhub, like Florida with Disney? Like, what the hell's going on with that? Blur, do you have, like, say a reason why just Pornhub?
I think it's because Pornhub is just the biggest one. I really think that's what it was. I mean, this was like a couple of weeks ago, when maybe like a month ago now. So I don't remember exactly what they gave, but I think it was just because Pornhub is the largest by like visitor, the largest site for porn.
Interesting.
Oh, interesting topic. Okay, well, Blur, anybody got anything left on it? Dr. Margarita, New York, New York, y'all got anything y'all want to jump in on it?
I just want to put it out there and say, to your point about, like, nobody should be stuck in the middle of nowhere without having access to Pornhub. The thing about living in the middle of nowhere is that there's nothing else to do other than engage with other.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like, I'm just saying,
because
you know, it's not like happy hour popping every night, can go to a restaurant any night of the week. It's not like that, you know, in the middle of nowhere. So people find their own entertainment, is all I'm saying.
Now, are we just being ignorant to Montana and Utah? I mean, look, Denver's in the playoffs right now. They beating up on Miami. Now, that ain't Utah, but it's close. Like, I mean, they had the All-Star game in Salt Lake City. I don't know what Montana has. Are we just being ignorant Eastern folks? Like, could Montana and Utah be popping in these streets? And we just don't know because we just assume it's awful.
I mean, I'm from a Midwestern state and have lived in another, and I'm just saying, there's not much to do. Is what I'm saying.
Has anybody been to any of these states? Anybody been to Montana or Utah?
Nah.
I say we take an off ramp, do some shrooms, and see what happens. Let's go.
Yeah, we can go. We can go to the mountains of Montana.
Good topic, Blur. Blur, you got anything else? What else you got?
I just want to say this about VPN. This is so funny. Like, because my phone, I have a Chinese phone, and it comes with a VPN. Like, VPN has its own VPN already installed in the software. And I knew that, but I never thought anything of it until I kept trying to use Disney Plus and was wondering why I couldn't get into my Disney Plus account. And I was so mad. I'm like, keep downloading and re-uploading the app. I called them, and I'm talking to the Disney Plus support, and he's walking me through, and he's like, yeah, you got a VPN on. And I'm like, huh? He's like, hey, you have a VPN. No, nah, we ain't doing it. You have to install it on another device or shut off your VPN. I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot. Like, I totally forgot that my phone came with one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can't hire from us, buddy.
Would you say that, Maxtra?
I said you can't hide from us, yo. We know. Like, they know.
Oh. Yeah, look, computers are great, but they're also awful, man. They ain't nothing but tracking devices. We ain't do nothing but just get used to having just a bug in our lives. That's why, look, I thought I was being smart by turning my phone into a different language, but then I realized, hey, man, I'm sure this phone can translate anything. I'm sure it don't matter what language you speak, it understands. Even though ever since I changed the language on my phone, like, I don't get a lot of ads when I talk about stuff. Like, you know how you say stuff and then you start getting ads about it? That doesn't happen to me a lot. So I wonder if because my phone's in a different language, that helps not recognize what I say. But I could just be making it up in my own head.
Two words
all right, let's
see.
What else?
What'd
you say?
Two words there. Google Translate. Like, the phone has the capability. That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
Yeah, if it's actually happening, what I'm thinking is that the ads, they don't have ads for the language you selected. Like, I'm pretty sure Levi or Timberland don't have ads in, I don't know, whatever language you pick, and Finnish. They probably don't have Finnish ads to show you.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, what else you got, Blur? 30 minutes in. We still gotta get to a serious topic, but you know. But let's see what else. Well, let me see if anybody else got one real quick. MX, you got anything specific you want to talk about?
Yeah, I just got. It's not really a topic, but I know it was a previous show we were talking about AI and the ChatGPT or whatever. And I don't know if anybody else heard, but I didn't blur. You might have heard the lawyer who used that to write his briefing or whatever that shit's called. But he used ChatGPT to write it, like his statement, right? And ChatGPT was citing all these cases, right? And so he turned the joint in. And the judge and the other lawyers during discovery, right, I guess this briefing or whatever, couldn't find the damn cases, right? So basically, the AI chat, whatever that shit's called, made up fake law cases to support what he was talking about. And the battle got caught up because – and then it went further, right, because he was like – they was like, yo, did you use AI? And he was like, nah. So then they obviously searched his shit. And then after he got caught out about these cases, he goes back on the chat, the AI chat, and says, hey, are these cases for real? And the AI says, yes. So he went back and doubled down. And so now he's under investigation and shit. Crazy as hell.
Oh, man. That's wild.
Like an asshole. I would think that, you know what I mean, if you were to use that, because I've used it several times, not for anything that I've actually turned in, but just to shoot the shit, right? And it actually does write, like, good shit. But I would think that you at least go back and read it, right, and then verify that the shit that they're saying is true. But this dude didn't, you know. He got caught out on that shit. Facing some kind of punishment.
Hold on. This is about to blow my mind. We can use ChatGPT? I thought this was like some program they're working on.
Oh, no, you can use it, bro. You can use it. Like, used it. I just told him to write me a recommendation letter. Like, I was like, I'm applying for an IT job. Write me a recommendation letter. You know, that recommendation letter was stellar. And then I was like, I told it to write me a paper on the fraternity, our fraternity. That joint, yo, stellar. Crazy.
Hold on. How do you use it? Where do you go?
I see the link. It's a link.
I mean, I think it's just baked into Microsoft right now. Like, isn't it part of Bing? Like, if you just go to Bing, I think it's actually, you can just use it right there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that part, but yeah. I just thought it was because that's like the first. Go ahead.
Finish your thought. I just want to ask if anybody else has used it, but finish your thought and I'll open it up to see if anybody else has used it.
No, all I was saying was I just thought it was interesting because, you know, since it's been out, I've never like heard. Yeah, obviously, you know, the big thing was plagiarism when they came out with that, the software that we can basically scan your papers. Like teachers thought they were big shit, right? Because they have this now program that can catch you plagiarizing. But now with this AI stuff, it was hard to do that. And it's just funny that, like, we live, you know, obviously if he's a lawyer practicing, then he could be young. But I don't know. But, you know, you kind of live through all that, and then you get this new shit, right, to write your papers, whatever the case may be. And this is, like, the first time I've heard it actually being somebody being caught doing something like that. You know what I mean? Like, with AI. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just thought that was interesting.
That's crazy. So, Dr. Margarita, have you ever used ChatGPT? ChatGPT?
I think it's, I don't know.
I've never used it, and I'm wondering why the plug on the phone hasn't, you know, plugged me in. I've never used
it. Holding out on you.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe people are, you know, I don't know.
Oh, man, that's funny. New York, New York, have you ever used it?
Nah, I haven't. I should, though, because I got some papers. I got some papers to write. I should.
What about you, 8 Mile? I mean, 8 mile.
No, I looked into it. I think there's like a free version, and of course, they got some paid versions. But I don't really have any need for it. I can't see it. No.
I'm about to get all.
You should test it out and write a blog about it. You should have it write your blog.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I should just see what it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and see if people know it's not you, right? So, like, you should have it write your blog, and then you write a blog about that writing your blog.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just got a great idea. I got a comedy show at the end of the month. I got 5 minutes on stage, and I should do a bit about, like, ChatGPT jokes versus my jokes. And see what that could be a great idea. I wonder if they could just write my jokes. Blur, you ever use it?
Yeah, I actually have used ChatGPT a little while ago. I mean, I used the free version before they started charging a subscription or whatever it was for it, a membership. I used it kind of like at its height when everybody was getting on, so it really wasn't all that great. I actually, more recently, I say over the past month or two, I've been using Google's AI, Bard, and I haven't really, like, used it. I played around in it. Like, I'm in my office right now. Ironically, I'm actually writing a brief. I'm putting together a brief right now that I was supposed to send out yesterday. But, yeah, I do, like, whenever I'm, like, behind on work, I go to the Bard just to see if it's something they can do for me. It's not really anything that they can do for me specifically, but I do go there a lot. I just ask it, like, stupid questions. So I don't have the use for it as far as, like, generating stuff. But it's not bad.
Huh. Man, hey, y'all opened my eyes. I thought it was something that, like, they were testing out in, like, labs and stuff. I didn't know you could actually use it. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to mess around while at work. And, like, it answers your questions and all that stuff. Like, if I ask it to calculate a receivable at 10%.
I guess. I haven't used it to that respect, but I'm assuming.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, good topic. And Max, you got anything last to say on your topic? Ew, I didn't know AI is here, huh?
Nah, that's it, man. I just thought that was funny, man. The fact that he doubled down because he asked it. That was the crazy thing. I think the crazy part was that he asked it if it was fake, and it wouldn't dime itself out. Like, that's the crazy part, right? Like, they clearly made it up. And you think it would be smart enough to know that it's not an actual case. They were actual cases. There was 3 cases. They were fake. All of them were fake. And then you ask it if they're real, and you would think that they'll be able to do a case search to figure out if they were real, because that's what the judge and the other lawyer did, right? But nah, it just says, nah, yeah, my shit right. Like, what? Like, how you do that? That's crazy.
I am aware of this story, and it's weird. It's like, it must have tripped up, because, like, I'm doing a brief now, and I just happened to look at my first page of my brief, and I have a couple of cases cited right here, and it's like you're citing the law book itself, like, that comes out every year. So you're not really – I don't know how you could mess that up. And I don't see how, if you're a lawyer, and I guess you just don't check at all. Like, if you just trust whatever spits out. But, like, these are citations. They give you, like, page numbers. And I don't see how, like – maybe it got the name of the case wrong, but there's definitely something under this citation. It just probably doesn't correlate to the name on the case, which I don't see how any AI or any, not even AI, I don't see how any computer messes that up, which I think is the lawyer's fault for not checking. Like, you could have them write whatever you want for it, but, like, just plugging in the name of a source, like, anybody can do that.
Interesting. Yeah, that's crazy. Yo. But the fact that the AI lies on itself, like, they're going to kill us all, yo.
Like, it's exactly, already, yo. Like, we don't have a chance.
Like, can you imagine if AI doesn't snitch on itself ever? Like, The humans ain't got a chance, yo. This ain't going to be a Gunna and what's the dude named Ty Dolla Sign? This ain't going to be that situation. Like, this is crazy, yo. If AI knows how to lie and cover for itself, we ain't got a chance, yo. I saw a meme the other day that's that had, like, John Connor's face, and, like, John Connor looking at y'all making friends with artificial intelligence. I was like, man, yo, we be warned. And as I'm watching the NBA halftime.
I'm wondering, you probably ain't hear the story about, I think it was ChatGPT, because I think it was before Bard went live. They gave ChatGPT, like, a Cash App account with, like, just, like, a couple dollars. And it was, like, not a lot of money, like $50. And they told them they had to do something. They gave it a task to do. I think it had to, like, create a website. It had to do something where it couldn't do it on its own because it had one of those are you a robot thing where you got to, like, click all the vehicles in the thing. So ChatGPT went on to TaskRabbit, hired a human to just pass that part of the test. And the human asked, hey, are you a robot? That's why you need me to do it? And ChatGPT lied and was like, nah, I'm not a robot. I just have really bad eyes, and I struggle with this part with these. So it took us $50, paid a human on TaskRabbit to bypass the are you a robot test, got in, and was able to complete whatever task it was, which I can't remember exactly what it was. But yeah, man, we're here.
Yo, this is bad, yo. This can't end well, can it?
Listen, that's why the owner, the developer of ChatGPT, testified that we should be afraid of AI. Like, he testified against himself. Like, he created the shit and then went on the and went to Congress and said we should be terrified of AI.
So why did he create it?
Like, because he was part of a group that they everybody has like these research groups, like developer groups, and they're trying to create something. Yeah, so like he fucking his own money up.
I'm pretty sure his money's good. He probably got a lot of stock options or something. It's like that line from Jurassic Park. It's like we are so busy asking if we could, we never stop to ask if we should, or something like that.
Yeah,
man, when these people get in these rooms, they're just like, yo, let's keep going, let's see how much we can do until it's too late. And they're like, oh, man, maybe we shouldn't have did that.
Humans are so stupid, yeah. Like, why would we create something that's smarter than us? We couldn't just be cool with believing in God. Hey, this is crazy.
I mean, this is an age-old concept. People do things because they can, be it a good idea or a bad idea.
But why is it always the smart people that do the dumb stuff? Like, we can all see that Elon Musk is really he's like the Terminator robot. Did y'all see him kissing that robot? Was that fake? Did I get fake news out here with a picture when he was kissing some synthetic robot lady? Anybody see that?
Yeah, I think you got with some fake news.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
But I wouldn't put it past them. Oh, they got a John Moran commercial? They're going to suspend him, ain't he? All right. Well, we got to do some good topics. Oh, well, let me keep going with the topic. We got DJ C. Siren in the building. Hey, DJ C. Siren. Dr. Margarita, anything you want to talk about tonight?
You know what? I do, but I'm not sure how much it interests other people on the call since most of you guys are male. But I did see earlier there's a girl who was like, I guess, the mother of a celebrity's children. G.C. Young Fly, maybe? She died due to complications from a BBL yesterday. And she's only 32. And so I wanted to, I think I'm saying that correct. I think, and she was like on Wild 'N Out, right, with the show with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, you're right. I saw that today. I thought she was only – I thought the headline I saw was 31, but it didn't say why she died. It just said it said something like suddenly passed away. I'm like, oh, damn, that's messed up.
Yeah, I believe she had cosmetic surgery either yesterday or the day before. And so it's presumed that she died of a complication of the surgery, so probably like a pulmonary embolism, I would guess, considering her age and her probably from a blood clot to her lungs. Sorry,
I don't even know what you just said. Fomalhaut-Mumma-Mism? A fomalhaut-Mumma-Mism? What is that?
I assume from my standpoint that it was probably a blood clot, because somebody who was 32 typically, who has reared multiple children, typically does not have a lot of medical issues. And if that person does, then typically they don't qualify for having elective surgery. So I just wanted to hear, like, from, because, you know, women talk about this kind of thing all the time, but if you guys have time and have interest, then I wanted to hear about your perspective on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the offering. Women are always welcome. It's always usually just the guys kicking it, but we always like hearing a woman's opinion. But what's your question? Like women have I was just going to take a shot at women. I was going to be sexist for a moment, but I want you to have the floor. What's your question?
So I guess my question is, like, from a male perspective, like, women are very into cosmetic surgery to, you know, improve their appearance and improve, you know, or try to undo the changes that have been done to their body very often due to having children. But my question for men is, do you feel like, I guess, that the cosmetic surgery is, like, does that matter? Right, like you see a woman who has a sort of a normal body, or you see a woman who has maybe a suboptimal body. Like, would it be your preference for someone to have their body cosmetically, you know, altered in order to look more like this hourglass shape?
Blur saw he ready to go. I had some jokes, but go ahead, Blur.
Oh man, I didn't even know you heard me. I didn't think I said anything, but I was gonna say, and I wasn't joking. My bad. I probably should have went to the funny first. I was gonna say it really depends. Like, and it's up to the women, because I think for most men, I can't speak for all, but I think for most men, we don't care. Like, we approached you in all likelihood, and we started dating you and are in a relation with you for how you are right then and there. But if I dated a woman who wanted she wanted to get a BBL, and she already had, like, that thing was thangin', but she thought it was more wide than instead of poking out, and she ain't like that. I was like, yo, if that's what you want to do, I'll support you. I'll help pay for it. I'll pay for it if you need me to. But again, it was more because, you know, if you don't feel good about yourself, then that's going to cause a problem. And as your man, I want you to feel good about yourself. I didn't care. But if that makes you feel better about yourself, then, yeah. I mean, whatever makes you feel good.
That's a topic, because I don't think you should ever date somebody who doesn't feel good about themselves, because they ain't going to do nothing but ruin you. But that's a serious topic that we can get into. MX, what you think about the BBL? DJ Cesar, you want to get in here and give another woman's opinion on a BBL? You try and get a BBL. Go ahead, Emma.
I mean, we didn't start it, right? Like, I don't think men. I don't think the trend started because men said this is what we were looking for. So I don't really kind of get why women copy other women. Because that, I feel like that's the trend, right? I don't know who started it, whether it was Cardi B or Nicki Minaj, or, you know what I mean? And I don't know if Megan is real or not, but I think between those three coming out and becoming famous or whatever really started that trend. So I'm really kind of confused, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. I guess maybe men do it with clothing, maybe, or maybe like a
car or some shit, but I don't know if there's another man that did something. And maybe we do it with our hair, maybe. I'm just trying to figure out what the, like, the equal thing. You said what?
Drake got the male BBL. He got a six-pack added to him.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. But that, but see, even if I did know that, that wouldn't make me want to go get it, though, right? And I don't know. So, I mean, unless I may be in the minority, but I just don't know if that came out and it was real public or whatever, and all, and I don't know if that set a trend where all now it's all males are trying to get fabricated six packs and shit. I mean, I didn't even know he did. But I think that for females, though, I think, like, when it's like the Botox or when it's the tummy tucks or now it's the BBLs or it was the breast lifts back in the day, right? It was like the fake boobs. Now it's like the fake asses. So I just think that that's not driven by men per se, but by females. So I don't really care, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm kind of agreeing with Blur. Like, if that's what's in your spirit and that's what you want to do, I mean, then that's on you, but it's not going to be because I said for you to do it.
8 point, what you got? You know what a BBL is, 8 point? That would be a great topic to be 8 point.
Yeah,
no idea.
Of course. I mean, look, if you whatever you want to do to make yourself happy, I mean, that's on you. I couldn't care less. I mean, I think it's definitely influenced by fame and social media. I mean, that's how it's influenced. That's why people want to do stuff like this to their bodies. Like I said, if it makes you happy, so be it. I couldn't care less.
Okay, New York. I guess I'm gonna have to be the ignorant one and call out you women for your shallowness. But go ahead, New York. I'm gonna let you finish before I fry these women up.
Nah, it wasn't even Drake too. Funk Flex got the surgery too. Yo, he posted himself on his Instagram. You know what I mean, on the table. You know what I mean, a whole video of him actually getting the surgery too, put a little abs and stuff like that. But yeah, I agree with 8 point. I agree with Blur about the, you know, it's definitely influenced by fame and celebrities and stuff like that. But yeah, if that's what you want to do with your body, go ahead. I mean, I'm not the one I'm not going to tell you don't do it. Don't do it, because, I mean, it's not my body. You're free to do whatever you want to do for your own body. But I just think the whole situation of him losing his wife that, I mean, you know, that early, such at a young age, is just something I can't even think about, something I can't even imagine. It's just crazy.
Yo, before you go, let me just say this. Dr. Margarita, I don't know if I answered your question, but just to be double down, I do like the BBL look. I ain't even going front. I know I said if I'm with you, then yeah, but I understand, and this kind of goes with what MSU was saying. They do it because it's competition out here. Like, and we fans, just men in general, have shown that that's what we look for, the shapely, the Coke bottle hourglass figure. And yeah, it's going back a long time, like King Magazine, Smooth Magazine, like, yeah, those things was flying off the shelves because, yeah, they had the BBLs all over it. So, yeah, I do like it. I ain't going to front. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm holier than thou. I like seeing the nice Coke bottle figure, and I'm of the thought when it comes to ass, the bigger the better. I don't believe there's such thing as too big. I've been that way my whole life. And, yeah, so if I'm in a club and somebody got the BBL – and somebody don't, I'm probably going to be drawn to the BBL first. That's just where my attention is going to go. That's who I'm probably going to try and holler at first. So, but if I'm with you already, it's whatever makes you feel good. But, yeah, if I'm single, I'm probably going to approach the girl with the BBL, and that girl with the BBL is probably going to get more attention than the girl without one. In most cases, like, you know, there are some natural bodies out there that still look good, and some BBL that look trash, but, you know, just in general.
But let's all be honest. Women only do this for other women. It ain't for men. It ain't for the attention. Now, Blur, you're being very honest, and I appreciate it, right? If a woman has a BBL, you're going to look just because you like a big ass. But if a woman does squats and doesn't get a BBL and has a big and is just blessed with a big ass, you're going to look too. It has nothing to do with the BBL. It just has everything to do with your attractiveness. Look, let's be honest. Men have been fucking women since before deodorant, before there were razors. I'm sure our South American sisters got their back blown out. They got mustaches. Men don't care. We don't. If you're a heterosexual male, you're attracted to women with a vagina. That's what Mr. Rogers thought. I'm not knocking nobody else's preference. But when women started putting on the fake lashes and getting these surgeries and even just simply putting on makeup, that was simply due to magazines telling women what they should look like. Other women were writing that. Oh, they might have been men. Or was it? Well, men, I think, owned it. But men can tell you, oh, yeah, that looks nice. I think high heels look great on a woman. I think it makes their legs look great. You know what I'm going to do? Not fuck a woman just because she doesn't have high heels on. She can be in flats. If she's attractive and I'm a heterosexual male, I'm not going to say, no, I can't have sex with you because you have high heels on.
You're being a little disingenuous, Gunn. I think you've been a little disingenuous. You're not wrong.
I've never had sex with anybody with a BBL.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just saying,
without them wearing heels.
But when you said, well, if you're attractive, you're attractive. And, again, as men as a whole, not everybody, but as a collective, we've kind of shown and said that we find this more attractive. So if you're
no,
a woman and you –
no,
we have,
not.
Though. We
no,
have.
So you mean to tell me there's a collective of men who think women wearing them big, fake, long eyelashes and we're telling them that we like them just because a bunch of these dumbass women are wearing these eyelashes that and they can't open their eyes anymore? No.
Yeah, and women took it maybe a little bit too far, or some women took it too far. But yeah, they're like
no.
The big caterpillar eyelashes are a thing now, but big full eyelashes, like they've been selling the eyelash brushes and everything. That ain't a new invention. That's been a thing for ages because women with big full eyelashes were getting picked more than women with strangly, like, you know what I mean, barely any of their eyelashes.
But Blur, what Beach Bum is saying is that if I'm Jimmy Choo selling heels, of course I'm going to say that looks better on you because I'm selling the damn heel. I'm not going to – I don't care whether you wear them or not when it comes really to a relationship. But if I'm selling heels, of course I'm going to be like, yeah, I prefer women in heels. Like, we don't give a shit, really. But if I got a stake in the game, so if I'm selling the magazine – or if I'm in an advertising agency and I own the advertising, of course I'm going to have my writers, who mostly are females, write something. Of course I'm going to pick that because it's my product. I'm trying to sell a product. That doesn't mean that I don't care. I really don't give a shit. But I got a product I want to sell. So, of course, heels are going to be on the top of my – I'm going to create that narrative, right, that heels are in because look who is actually designing the damn heels. Like, of the top ones, which one of them bitches are female?
But that's not wrong. I just think it's a little disingenuous because I feel like y'all missing the part out. Yeah, again, magazines will push a product, and they will, and I mean, I do believe they're trying to lead people on, maybe brainwash a little bit, but that only goes so far. Like, if they came out there and said, hey, I don't know, fuck, something horrible. Walking barefoot was the new thing, and all these women started walking barefoot. Men are going to go to the woman in the high heels because it makes your calves look better. It makes your butt look nice. So at some point, yeah, it may have been marketing, but we reinforced it. Now, again, I tell my female friends this all the time. As long as you got what a man wants, because I have a friend who's kind of a bigger girl, but she has a really big ass, and she's like, guys really don't care. I'm like, yo, you got ass. Like, we will overlook a lot of other stuff. But again, when it comes to a selection, The chick who's walking around barefoot will get fucked. Yes. We're men. We're going to fuck something. But the chick who's walking around with the high heels on is going to have a lot more men to choose from than the chick who's walking around barefoot. Women have all the men to choose from now. What are you talking about? See, this is the bullshit advertising.
So you think every woman can fuck any man she wants?
Yo, we killed this topic. I don't even know what the question really was.
I'm sorry, Doc. But Blur's trying to hate for you, and I won't allow. Stop acting like the woman in high heel has more options than the woman that's barefoot. Because you know what they both got? Men who will fuck them. There is no, you can't quantify that. They both have men who will want to fuck them, whether she's in high heels or walk around barefoot. And I hate to tell you, because we all seen them bum ladies who walk around, and they look bad. But I know they got kids somewhere. You know why? Because they're women, and they're out there who will fuck women because we're heterosexual. It doesn't matter. Look, Dr. Margarita.
Who has more?
Hold on, Blair. Let me bring the women in real quick. DJ, you're a good girl. Let me ask you, you're a good-looking girl. Let me ask you two women a question. Has a straight male ever came up to you and said they like your eyebrows?
No.
Dr. Margarita?
You mean, are you talking eyelashes or eyebrows?
Either one, because women start getting tattooed eyebrows for no reason.
No, but listen, you're...
Go ahead, defend women for being vain.
You're making this a particular thing. You're thinking someone comes up and says, oh, because this one thing, you look attractive and I like that.
Has a man ever said you had a nice ass?
But you don't understand. It's the full package. Have you ever looked at Whoopi Goldberg and said, oh, she looks weird? Why?
No.
Why does she look weird? Because she doesn't have eyebrows.
I've never noticed.
She looks weird.
I've never noticed. I never knew Whoopi didn't have eyelashes. Hold on.
Think she's attractive?
I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
Whoopi ain't got a fat ass. Hold on, just real quick. I'm going to let you
say
it.
No, let me talk.
I know, but you just gave me some knowledge that I had no idea. Hey, real quick to the group, because I want to get back to DJ Society. Did y'all know that Whoopi didn't have any eyelashes?
I had no idea.
What are you talking about? I don't believe that.
Man.
What are you talking about? What?
Dr. Margarita. I bet you Dr. Margarita knows. See, only women know this shit.
She has no eyelashes.
Dr. Margarita, did you know that?
I actually did not know that.
Wow.
What do you mean? Hold on. Whoopi don't have eyebrows? Is that known? What are you talking about?
People do not have eyebrows.
Well, let me let DJ decide your point. But she just dropped a black bomb on us.
Right. Like, what the hell is going on here?
I just Googled a photo. I see that she does that, but.
Yeah. I didn't know this. I just thought she was ugly.
And that's just it. Her face would look totally different, even with just eyebrows. So the thing
why doesn't she have eyebrows, though?
Well, I mean, truthfully, my mother does not have eyebrows.
And your mom looks good.
She has them tattooed back.
But
home.
Why, though? Is that a disease? What the fuck is going on? I'm now noticing it.
Alopecia?
It is an alopecia. It's a type of alopecia. It doesn't affect the top of her head. It just affects her eyebrows. I mean, that goes with plucking. That goes with, I mean, I know my eyebrows aren't growing, and I know because my mom's eyebrows are very thin, it's probably something a little, you know, genetic or passed down, but I had to stop plucking my eyebrows because they were getting so thin, I'm going to get them microbladed back in. But anyway. It's the same thing. It's like when women were drawing in a pencil eyebrow, or if you see someone, from the 80s, it looks harsh. It changes the way someone looks. Something just as small as that. And no, you didn't register, oh, it's because of her eyebrows, because you don't know enough about what eyebrows do to balance the face. But it does. But there's science about a face. That is balanced, that is symmetric, that looks good to humans. It's just automatic. It's not something you think about. It's not something. So there are enhancements. So it's not like, oh, I like you because you have a BBL. You don't know. It's just there is a waist that is small. There is a curve that is looks good to a majority or a good amount of men. Now, there are women that can't achieve that. It's either because they're overweight, they are too skinny, et cetera, et cetera. Don't want to go to the gym, whatever the case may be. But it's not about having the surgery. It's about getting the look. And whether that be from fitness or surgery, if you have enough money, you're doing it because of surgery. It's the same thing with the abs that Drake got. It's the same as the abs that Janet Jackson got. We're not going to go there. It's the same as Kanye getting his fat taken out.
Lil' Kim don't look good with a BBL.
How do you know?
Okay,
you never
so I just looked at... Hey, I just looked this up. So she has eyebrows. She says, I had eyebrows as a little kid, and you know how the males get bumped, men get bumped, get those bumps? I started to get them on my face. So my mother removed them, and she said, and I just keep doing it because I don't know my face with eyebrows unless I'm working. So I pull them off and on. I put them on and take them off.
Okay, she still doesn't have eyebrows.
Is that child abuse? Why would your mom shave your eyebrows, yo? What the fuck kind of shit is that? Like, what?
Joe. Yeah, I want to talk about parents putting their trauma on their kids. Yeah, I want to talk about that tonight.
But a lot of makeup artists that are online, a lot of, like, you know, people that are online that do makeup, they shave their eyebrows so that they can put them back on. But they are makeup artists, and they want them to look a certain way or a certain color. And there is a trend of people shaving their eyebrows. But it's a look. It looks different.
DJ C. Sire, you shaving your kids' eyebrows because of acne?
You putting cuts in the eyebrow because it's cool?
Trying to wild out. You fucked up the quote, but that's good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's different. That's different. Not from acne, though. It's acne, bro.
Like, you know, but it's okay. I don't know. I wouldn't either. But anyway, so I'm just trying to tell B12 Gun it's really not about I'm going to go because she looks good because she had surgery. No, it's just a look I'm trying to achieve. I don't think I can
achieve
it. But
it's only for other women. Men would fuck you either way.
Depends on the man.
Lizzo out here getting her ass cheeks clapped, and that's a big woman. She got a...
Yeah.
That's just a BBB.
Let's not talk.
I like Lizzo.
We're not talking.
She got the triple B.
Yeah, stop that shaming.
I got the triple B. I'm in her same weight class.
But
me and her would make a hell of a fight.
No.
You're fat shaming.
I'm
fat.
And that's what it is. You're fat shaming.
No, I'm not. I think Lizzo's a good looking woman. I told you that off the show.
I know, but you're saying.
So stop acting like just because she's big, I'm saying she's not attractive. What I'm saying is Lizzo's getting her cheeks clapped. She's a good looking girl.
That doesn't have anything to do with getting a BBL.
Yes, it does, because when Blur
says.
Talk
about someone skinny. Talk about someone skinny that don't have hips and don't have a butt.
Who's the dark black girl from Black Panther?
Yeah.
The Black Panther, who kind of looks like a dude, but she's cute, but she's tiny. She is not the one who's afraid of COVID.
She's the
good looking one.
She has a body.
What's her name? Lupia. Yeah. She's got a body.
You talking about Lupita?
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o?
Yeah.
She got a body? I'm asking.
That is who you're talking about.
She actually does have, that thing be poking out, man. If you look back to the Black Panther 2 premiere and the silver dress, man, that thing was singing. I mean, she ain't got nothing up top, but that thing was singing in that silver dress for the red carpet at the premiere. I mean, it depends on what she's wearing, I guess. But, yeah, she got something back there, man. It's a little sneaky.
I know she's tiny. That's why I asked.
I mean, take it to
So, doctor, go ahead. Take it to what?
The other one, Letitia. Letitia, she's...
Who's Letitia? Suri. Yeah, she's a
I mean, that's a body type.
Well, see, I didn't think she looked, I hate to be hair shamed, I didn't think she looked that bad until she cut her hair off. Then I was like, oh, she kind of looks like Kevin Durant.
No, she doesn't look that bad. And that's another bit. Like, Kevin Durant, he is unkempt. He does not look.
Kevin Durant need a BBL?
No, he needs a dermatologist. And why?
What's wrong with his face? He got a lot of bumps?
Yes, his face.
I've never noticed.
It's gotten better, but it's not great.
He's got to drink water.
Well, you know, I'm sure he does.
Dr. Margarita, have we discussed your topic? I have 8-point New York, New York. Y'all want to jump in? I think blur and okay. 8-point New York, New York. I know y'all been quiet. Y'all got anything? No. All right. Look, like I said, I think women are just extremely vain, and they do everything for other women because men would have sex with them either way. Because it's just nature, babe. It's just nature. Like why paint your toenails? Yes, it does look nice. The painting of nails and the painting of toes does highlight your feet, your nails. It does look nice. But men don't care. We would have sex with y'all anyway. It has nothing to do with anything. So, that's my opinion. Shout out to all the women getting BBL. It's a shame she called that Don DeWest, man. That sucks. That's the one thing about surgery, man. They don't, like...
There's always a risk.
Man, when somebody's cutting you, yo, them blood clots... I still don't understand that whole septic thing. They cut my dad in surgery, and he got an infection and died. And I wanted to be like, hey, ain't this y'all fault? Like, wasn't y'all supposed to disinfect the room? I don't know if it works like that or not. But, you know. So, anybody got anything left on this? Man. Got 50 minutes left. I'm going to get to my serious topic. It might only take a minute.
Get to it now, bro.
Well, I just want to make sure the last couple of weeks I've just been doing my topic, so I always want to give the floor to the group to make sure anybody want to discuss something. And maybe 8-point New York, New York don't. We can discuss it. 8-point, you got anything you want to discuss? He might have fell asleep.
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, okay. Glad you're still here, 8-point. New York, New York, you got anything you want to discuss?
I know.
Oh, go ahead, 8-point. What you going to say? He usually tap out of us by now.
No, I was going to say that it was a strong possibility that I would have fallen asleep, so that was a good assumption.
New York, New York, you got anything?
Oh, no, I'm good. Yeah, let's get into the topic.
DJ, she tired?
How long is this going to be? I just want to
be really quick, honest with my thoughts and get everyone else's thoughts on what they think.
I was going to say, Azalea Banks is at it again.
She fry another cat?
No.
All right, well, let's do that after my topic, because that'll be funny. Azalea Banks is always a great discussion.
She's nothing else.
All right, so we got about 45 minutes. I don't mean to serious y'all out, but I think I try, you know, this is a safe space where we come and have real life discussions, and I try to always be honest with myself. I try to be open with my thoughts just because I try not to pretend I know everything. And I try not to pretend that the way I think is always right. Now, I open myself to other people's opinions. I may not agree with you there, but I always take an account of what you say. So I'm glad we have all of y'all on because all of y'all are parents in New York. And so I want to have a discussion because I had a thought the other day. And I'm just going to be honest with y'all and be straight up. And again, you know, feel free to chime in. So, and we ain't got to stay on this long because it might get heavy. It might not. It might get heavy. We ain't got to stay on this long. But I just, as parents, I just kind of want to get your opinion. So, my son is at the age, he's 9, about to turn 10. And at this point, he's just running around through the neighborhood, right? Like, at this point, he we don't live in like a cul-de-sac. We live in an actual neighborhood. It's kind of like a little grid where the river kind of follows behind it. You know, you can get in and out the neighborhood, but like he's 100% mobile. He don't have a phone. He's on his bike with his homies. You know, he's running around the streets with his homies. And one of his best friends is white. Now, I'm not racist. We love, like, our white. Like, I got white people I call family. Like, we love our white friends and family. But when I grew up, I did have a real close friend to me that was white. And I remember when me and him was riding around the streets on bikes, like I would go over on, you know, cross the highway and we'd all go play basketball and I'd go over his house and all that stuff. My father and my mother, they sat me down one time and I was like, look, when you're with Blur and them, all y'all look alike. I'm having, they gonna blame all y'all. When you're with Mark, you got to be careful because if you do something, they're going to automatically blame you. So you got to pay attention to what everybody's doing, because if one of your friends decides to do something wrong, you're going to be the one that gets blamed because you're black. So you got to make sure that even though y'all are just having fun and running around the neighborhood, that everybody's doing the up and up thing because you don't want to be the one getting in trouble. So because my son, one of his best friends is white and they're running around the neighborhood, yesterday was one of those days where it was beautiful out. And he was like, and his baseball game got canceled because it had rained the night before, rained earlier. So he had one of his few nights off and he was like, yo, can I go over to my homie house, get on the bike and we hit the neighborhood? In my head, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Go see if your homie home. Go hit the streets, go enjoy yourself, be safe. And I started to have that conversation with him, and I stopped. Because I wanted to discuss with DJ Cesar first, because, you know, she's his mother. And then I started to have a thought, like, if I have this conversation with him, am I just bringing black trauma that my parents had to deal with that they put on me, am I bringing it to my son? Should I never even have that conversation with him? Because honestly, and we're kind of lucky because we live in a diverse neighborhood, right? We're not the only black people in our neighborhood. They not the only white people in the neighborhood. We got Indians, Red Dot and Feather. Like, you know what I mean? Like our neighbor, we got a bunch of Filipinos around here. Our neighborhood is really eclectic. So if one of our kids was doing something wrong, they probably going to blame both of them just because they're two kids by themselves. But I started to have those thoughts like, as a parent and what was told to me growing up in the neighborhood that I grew up in, what do I have to be conscious about putting onto my child? And what should I have grown out of that? Is it unfair to him if I put my black trauma on him, or is it looking out for his best interest? I know it's kind of heavy. I know I said a lot. It's been a constant conversation in my mind trying to how to get it out, but that's the best way I know how, so forgive me. DJ C. Siren, you're the parent. You don't give a shit about cool. Go ahead back to playing. Go back to Instagram. She has no caring about my deep conversation. She'll give a shit. She's like, they fine. Actually, what you think? I'm going to come to you first. I'll go to Blur and work my way down the line. Am I being
I don't think you're being paranoid. I think you're coming from a space where, I mean, it's a rightful thought. And I think that my only real issue, I guess, with what you're kind of saying is that you're saying the trauma is actually facts, right? Like, there's trauma associated, but what your thoughts are facts, right? Like, it's fact-based, right? We have several examples of where and why your parents said that to you and why you're thinking what you're thinking, right? So it's not like this fictitious thing that is not backed up by case after case after case where you can have two people doing the same thing and implicit bias be, you know, rule the day, right? And so, and that led to the trauma that you're speaking of, right? And so I don't think when you look at it from that lens that you should shy away from that kind of topic, especially when you are seeing, you know, states still pass legislation. You still see police officers getting charged, arrested, in some cases, and then other cases they're not, right, for doing one thing to one race that they didn't do to another race. And so this is the reality that, you know, all of our kids are living in today. And so I think that it's a – and I think that it's a shame that we're still having to have those kind of conversations that we had 40-plus years ago or whatever, right? Because you would have felt that by now we've evolved to a point where we would need to have that kind of conversation, right? But yet and still, here we are, right? And so I think that you should have that conversation. I don't think that you need to frame it in a way where it's like a black-white thing, but just in a way that it's just you're just presenting it in a way that I think you did a great job with what your parents did, right? It's just a situational thing, and making him be aware that he should be conscious of the situations that he's in, right? Because he's going to end up in a situation like that. It's bound to happen. And I would hate for that to be the first time that he gets to experience that and see that, and then that mess him up, right? Because if you have that open dialogue and open conversation, I think that if he does, and or if and when he does have that, then he has a clear mind of how to then, you know, like handle it, right? Even if he doesn't understand it, he'll at least have a little leeway in how to handle that type of situation. So that's kind of how I think that, you know, you should approach that topic.
Blur, what you got?
Yeah, I kind of almost got to echo what MX just said, almost to a T. I don't think that this is trauma. I mean, I'm really like not even seeing. I'm not gonna say I'm not seeing the connection, but I have a hard time putting this down as trauma in any kind. I feel like you're preparing your son for the world he's going into, and I think that's what you're supposed to do. Now, so we say it's unfair or they're a sad situation that we still have to prepare kids for this type of situation, but we do. I mean, and he's not always going to be in your neighborhood. Someone else not from your neighborhood may be in your neighborhood. So you do have to prepare him for these situations. I mean, it's hopefully something you never have to experience or deal with. The talk you have with him, hopefully he could go through his whole life and that'd be the only time he has to think about this. Like, my son is one of his very first friends was a white kid. Used to take this dude all over the place. Every birthday party, come to the house all the time. And I think I might have said it here before. We was in the line in the drive-thru at McDonald's or something. And I just hear him in the background, in the back of the car. And he's like, yeah, 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 I know. I can't come to your house because your grandma said I can't because I'm black. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I feed this little dude all the time, taking him all over the place to this park, to the zoo. Because he was my son's best friend. And so whenever I'm trying to get my son out of the house, yo, let's go grab a whatchamacallit. And to find out that my son can't even come to your house because he's black. And, like, I hadn't even known that they had had that discussion before. Like, they're in the back of the seat talking about it like, oh, yeah, 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 this is a known thing. That shit blew my world. I'm like, damn, I never had that discussion with him. So he had already had to experience that and deal with those feelings and emotions, like, before. He didn't come and tell me. He didn't tell his mom. Like, if I hadn't happened to overhear it, I may have never known that was going on. Like, one of his first girlfriends or crushes was a white girl. Had to talk to him. Like, yo, you going over there. Understand, you're a young black man. You have these dreadlocks. And he knew. He understood. He's like, yo, I know. I know. I get it. I totally understand. Like, all right. Just know the optics. Just know what it looks like. Just know when y'all out. Just know how y'all play, how y'all interact. Be aware. You got to set them up for the world they're going into, not the world you want them to go into.
Okay. All right. Who's next on the list? Dr. Margarita, you're next on the list. What you got?
So I have sons. I think it was an appropriate conversation. I have conversations about race with my sons often because I fully anticipate that the world will remind them of their race. So I want them to be prepared.
Okay. Okay. 8 point. 8 point, what you got? 8 point, like, man, I don't know what the fuck y'all doing.
I'm still awake. I'm still kicking. I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I think you kind of answered your own question about, you know, the conversations that you had when you were younger. Should you put that burden on your son? And I'm kind of, you know, it's unfortunate that you had those conversations that, you know, I've never had. I'm a white guy, so I've never had these conversations, so I don't know. It's unfortunate. Now, to the, was it Blair's point, hopefully they never run into any situation. You know, hopefully in a perfect world, our kids don't look, I mean, well, our kids, I know our kids don't look at color. Unfortunately, you know, the older generation does. And that's where, you know, the debate is, do you prepare them or do you hope that they never run into any kind of situation? And if they do run into the situation, you would hope that they would come to you and tell you about it, and then you can have that conversation. But they may not tell you about it, so they may hold that burden inside. So it's really tough. I mean, I wouldn't want, if you had the conversation with your son, and now in the back, and now it's in the back of his mind, you know, what should I do this? Should I do that? Like, how should I act right now? Because my dad told me about, you know, these situations that might happen, but those situations might not happen. These are young, innocent kids, you know, that probably should not have this burden, but I do see the flip side about preparing. So I hope I'm making sense. It's tough. It's tough to, personally, I wouldn't have the conversation. I wouldn't have it until, you know, if an unfortunate situation were to happen, then you'd have to have a conversation, but you would also have to trust that your kid would tell you, hey, Dad, you know, hey, Mom, this is what happened, you know. It is unfortunate that we you know, here I am 50 years old and you know, I keep seeing this, you know, I'm like, oh, next generation will you know, they'll be raised right. Next generation, they'll be raised right. But no, they're fucking assholes in this world. So people aren't raised right. And unfortunately, it's probably always going to be that way. The best we can do is teach our kids the right way, that, you know, you don't judge anybody by looks, whatever, race, religion, anything. That's how we teach. But unfortunately, that's not how everybody teaches. But I'm still going to go on the side of, I don't think you should have the conversation.
Don't have the conversation with him. Okay. New York, what you got?
Look, I know this is a serious topic. I just want to point out, you know, 8 point, I never even knew that she wasn't black. I never knew that she wasn't black until you pointed it out. I just had to get that out. But, I agree with everybody that said their piece before me. It's kind of unfortunate that we do have to have these talks and still in this age and day. I don't have no kids of my own, but
I do agree with the preparation. I do agree with the preparation to prepare the young one for the world and how they go out into the world, because other people, you know, other people come from different backgrounds. You know, certain stuff happens. And we see everyday situations unfold right in front of our faces through the news or through different media outlets. It's kind of sad that way. But I do agree with the preparation, having a talk with them. I would say have the talk with them before anything happened, because, like, you know, certain people are built different or don't have a certain type of awareness. So if a certain situation does happen and that talk has never happened before, they might not know how to go about it within that situation that's happening right there in that very moment. But I do also understand A-Point's point about, you know, if you actually had that conversation with homie too soon, now it's in the back of his mind, and then he's thinking about it and not actually, like, you know, that's in the back of his mind, it's just a thought, and then he might not be able to have fun like the same way he was just having fun as an innocent child. But I agree. I agree with everybody that said that piece before me.
Y'all just want me to blow my child's innocence away. Hey, we got another special guest. We got my mama on the line. Mama, don't embarrass me.
Hello.
What's up, mama? How you doing? What's happening?
I'm good.
What you got?
I'm good.
You're the one who scarred me with your black trauma.
What?
I said you scarred me with your black trauma.
And it saved you.
You see.
Because I told you early on, you were a big black boy. Do you remember when you got stopped by the Mercerville cop in your dad's car?
Yeah, don't fat
shame. Huh?
Don't fat shame me.
I said a big black boy. I didn't say that you were fat. Okay. But we prepared you for that because the area we lived in, you see a young, statuesque, I'll say that, boy in a Jeep. And what did they do? They pulled you over. So you need to have that conversation with him. And I'm gonna use just letters. Even though he doesn't know it, he's already been profiled in your neighborhood. Because when your nephew and your son was riding with Julius's girlfriend, and you know exactly who I'm talking to, somebody saw them out riding around the neighborhood, went to her parents and said, do you know your daughter is out here riding around with these two black boys? Is there. You can't get, you got to prepare him for that.
But in that same breath, there's nothing that, It's tough to explain, but there's nothing I can tell him to have him prepare for that. That's something. And shout out to my man, to my man Big Tom Paul.
Oh yeah, because he handled that situation. Oh my God.
Right, he handled that situation. I didn't even know about it until they came back and told me. But it wasn't like my son and my nephew were affected by that situation. It's not like they approached them. They were
right.
Concerned about his. He told them to fuck off. But
right.
It wasn't like our kids were affected by that. And look, I know one day I'm going to have this conversation with him. But at the age my kid is now, he's at the age where, like I said, him and his homie hop on bikes, they hit the neighborhood. I don't 100% know what his father teaches him when strangers talk, but I know what I tell my son is, if anybody talks to you that you don't know, I don't care if they're black, white, Asian, whatever, you and your boy get on the bike, and boogie back home. Like, don't say nothing to him. If somebody says, hey, kids, y'all know how to get around the neighborhood, you look at each other and say, we out, and then you be out. Like, don't say nothing. So I don't know if just because older people might see a black kid and a white kid, and, you know, if something goes wrong, they might automatically blame my kid because he's black. I don't know if I need to have a conversation with him yet, because truthfully, he shouldn't stay around to figure out if that's what's happening. He should be out. You understand? You understand? Because, like, what I'm trying to get is, if I have that conversation, I don't want him, when he goes to hang out with his friend, having that in his head, like, oh, he's white, I got to make sure everything's cool, because right now he don't care about that. He don't think about that. Him and his boys is just his boys. They argue, they friends, they fight, they friends. They're just like regular kids.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Which is the way, and exactly, it should be that way. But let me ask you a question, because I really don't remember. I'm old. My memory's, you know, gone. When did I have that, or when did me and your dad have that first conversation with you?
When we moved to Pennsylvania, and I started walking around the neighborhood and walking a Wawa by myself. I was just, you know, if somebody
okay, so
tried
when we
to
moved
stop.
To Pennsylvania, you were like, what, 6, 7?
Yeah, fifth grade, so 8.
No, we moved before that because I kept you out of different school.
Not 8 in the fifth grade.
Why are you laughing, yo? That was early. That was hard.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
That's not.
Whoops.
You call another woman my wife. That's fucked up. You don't even know your own daughter-in-law voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm. You know what? Bye. No. But no, we moved to Pennsylvania to see. I got married at 23.
Let's not go through our whole history. We only got 20 minutes. So let's just say I was under 10.
Okay. But you were under 10?
Okay.
So beach ball. Question. What's the harm? Like, what's the harm in having the conversation?
So I don't want my son to start looking at his friend any differently just because I'm telling him that he's different. Right now, I know that he don't care that he's, I mean, I know my kid don't care that none of his friends are white. He don't care that his friends are black. My kid understands that there's a difference. Like, he knows he's black, and he knows his friend's white. Like, he understands that part. But I don't want him, when they're hanging out now that the summer's hitting and they're going to be on their bikes, look, shout out to my man A-Point. Like, our kids was out in the streets. And me and A-Point was sitting on the porch drinking. And at one point, A-Point was like, where the fuck are our kids? We haven't seen them in 3 hours. And he called his son. And all his son picked up and said, oh, my God, we're so wet. And we didn't know if they were in the river. We didn't know what was happening. So right now, they still have that innocence about them where they're not worried about that. And I don't think that my son should have the responsibility of worrying about subjects that he can't do anything about. Like, if somebody looks at him and his boy and makes a judgment on him, he's not old enough or responsible to understand that situation anyway. So why would I put that on him now? That's what I struggle with.
Now listen. I know for a fact that if let's say, I mean, everybody can figure out right now whose kids were riding bikes. Let's say there was some sort of, you know, altercation, and let's say they were goofing off, and some you know, racist adult comes out and is pinpointing, saying, you know, looking at your son because he's black, and saying, oh, you were the one, you know, throwing rocks or whatever the fuck they were doing, right? I know 100% my son would say, hey, let's roll, let's go back home, right? Now, here's the difference, which was interesting, is I've always taught my son, because I grew up in a not-so-good neighborhood, too. I grew up in the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans. I was always taught, if there's an altercation, you do not come straight home. You find a way that whoever is looking at you, watching you, does not see you go straight home. You never want to let someone see where you live. So I know, like, if there was any kind of altercation, my son would do as I tell him. you zigzag, you go around, and you find some crazy way to get back to your house and no one sees where you live. I thought that was interesting that you said come straight home. I was told never come straight home.
Well, I guess because if my son's out in the streets, then he shouldn't be out in the streets. So if he's out in the streets and something happens, come straight home. I want them to follow you home. Because at that point, it's going to be hard to get off the block. Like, now you got to approach me. Now my son ain't got to worry about the issues. Now you got to talk to me. So, but I can understand that. Maybe when he gets older, he's out in the streets, but I'm not home. It's a different level of communication there. But we'll have to see. MX, what was he going to say? Willie got about 20 minutes. I didn't mean to serious y'all too down, but I was just trying to be honest.
I just think this is a good topic. I just think that you're, and I also think that you're assuming a lot. Like, I think we put a lot of assumptions on our kids and what they can and can't understand and what they can and can't interpret. And so I think that in some cases, like, I don't think that it has to be a heavy topic like we're talking about now. I don't think you have to go down the road of Rosa Parks and the civil rights movement and try to get him to understand why we fight and why we continue to fight, just to have this conversation. But I think that I think he's smarter than what you think. I think most kids are, and I think that in this climate they will absolutely be able to handle that kind of conversation without you thinking that it's going to mess their whole damn childhood up. I think that if you frame it in a way of just awareness, right, of just the awareness piece of it, I think that he will be able to grasp that concept because, like you said, he knows that he's black. He knows his friends are white. So clearly they know that there's a difference. And so if you keep it under that same guise, that there's a difference, and be aware of your situation, be aware of your surroundings because these are the kind of things that could and could not happen or whatever the case may be. Like that framework, keeping it light, not heavy, going into slavery and shit, right now anyway. Right, I think he would absolutely understand that, and I think it would go a mile away. Because again, you could take the smartest motherfucker, and they'll be lost in the streets. And you could take the smartest street dude, and he'll find his way in an unknown or unforeseen like environment. Right, because you just got that street smart, and we know what street smart are. And I feel like that's what you're arming him with. Like you're not trying to go into the books and the history. You're just, hey, this is how you can handle yourself in the street. To 8 points. Point, right? Like, yo, he knew that he couldn't come straight home because somebody told him that. That's his parents, so somebody told him that, right? So he's dicking and dodging, trying to find his way home. That's street. That's just street knowledge. That's you only learn that shit if you were going to be put in that situation. So to me, I think that's what you're doing. You're just arming him with that information. You know what I mean? You're not necessarily going into like this uncharted territory in the water deep where he's going to be like, damn, man, my dad just told me I can't hang with my white friend no more. I really feel like he's going to go one way, one ear out the other, and tomorrow he's going to forget that you even had this damn conversation with him. Like, I really think that's going to be that. And I think he'll recall it if he's ever put in that situation. But I don't think this is something that he's going to take and then ponder over like you are and then often talk to his friends at school at the lunch table about what you had this conversation about last night about, you know what I mean, his white friends. Like, I just don't have it going that deep.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate the comments. Like I said, I didn't want to serious y'all out too deep. But these are, you know, as you try to, I always try to do the self-reflecting as a parent. Like, I try and, I know I don't always get it right. I try not to get too angry at my son, but I also try to make sure I have important conversations with him. Because sometimes we can let important conversations slide because we're worried about our kids' comfortability and innocence and all that stuff. And I've never been a parent before. You know, this is our first child. You know, I take DJC Siren's opinion on these things very seriously. But I also like to lean on my friends and family, which are y'all, because all y'all been parents before. So we don't have to stay on this any longer. Anybody got anything else to say? Y'all got any other advice? I ain't taking
no,
any of y'all
just,
fucking
I don't know if this is advice. Yeah, this is not advice. But I think it's like any other life scenario, like parenting, for example, because I think many of us on the call can relate to that. So people tell you in a way, sort of what to expect. And it doesn't, as you said, it doesn't fully prepare you, but when you, you know, the behavior as what has been described to you, you at least can have some sort of recollection to say, like, oh, wait, someone told me about this, even though you might not be fully prepared for it.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody got anything else? Before we move on, I really do. Like I joked a lot, but I really do appreciate your comments because I really wanted to have that conversation with yesterday because I already see what this summer is. Like his homie is older, so he can run the streets a little bit more, and I know, like, you know what I mean? Since he got a little bit more leeway, I would kind of let my son, as long as he with him, have a little bit more leeway. And I even told April, and I was like, what if our kids call us? I was like, yeah, we downtown at Waterside. And it's just like, and they're like 6 miles away because you can get there on your bikes. We got a bike trail that'll take you down there. It's like, yeah, what could you say? It's like really nothing. We kind of just let them go. I definitely appreciate the comments and questions, and I'll let y'all know how it turns out. So as we move on to the next topic, we only got about 15 minutes. Why y'all put that sandbag next to that 80-year-old man? Why y'all trying to kill him?
Yeah.
Why is man all on me like that, you know? Like, and I know, like, and I like politics. I really do enjoy politics. I don't understand why people get so emotional with them. I understand that you're affecting people's lives, but, I mean, that's, you know, when you're talking about a country of, do we have 1 billion people in America or are we still in 1 million? But, you know, you're going to have disagreements. You're going to have arguments. But why y'all put in a sandbag in there, 80-year-old man? Yeah, you know, I wish somebody would have just yelled out sniper, but they probably would have been shot. Like, can you yell out sniper with a president? Because there's probably a sniper.
Nah, that's not, I wouldn't do that. You can do that, but
probably a bad idea. Yeah,
bad idea. The fact that you know, the funny thing is, the crazy thing is, it's like, you know, like, okay, so he tripped. Like, why is that, like, why is that news?
Why is it news?
Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand it. Like, why the hell is that news? Like everybody,
because
he's what?
Because he keeps tripping, and people associate that instability with age, and so that's a major topic for him anyway, so that's why.
Yeah, and I get that, right? I do get that, and that's where I was going with it, right? But just because at your age, right, you're not as nimble as you were when you're 20, don't mean that you're not competent, right? I mean, obviously, we actually, if we go into full sprint, if I went into a full sprint right now, I'm guaranteed to pop a hammy, right? But that don't mean that all of a sudden, like, I'm just like a shell of myself, right? Just because I can no longer just go into a full sprint like I used to back in the day, right? Like, I think it's just part of age, right? And I think that, like, it's crazy how we make a, like, this is headlines, right? Because an 86-year-old man fell on a sandbag. Like, this is the craziest shit to me.
Hey, we
like,
can't blame. We can't blame him tripping on a sandbag on age. Like, it's a sandbag on a stage where there's no flood. Why is the sandbag there?
Right, that part.
Like, we can't blame him. Don't buy it, though. You ain't saying? No. We can't. Dr. Marguerite, we can't blame the Biden. And look, I think Biden's too old to be president. I think all these old people are too old to be president. How old was Barack? 60?
Who?
When he was president? Barack Obama.
What?
Yeah.
No, man. He was like, I think he was in the 50s, I think.
Yeah, that's a good age.
I think it makes news, right, because honestly, and this is, you know, no dig to a lot of society, but people are idiots, and they just want something to sort of talk about something meaningless.
Look, I've said that all the time. There's a lot of dummies out here. I don't know why people get so upset at the internet. Like, the internet just gave everyone a voice, and there's a lot of dummies, so we should expect to see a lot of stupid stuff. So I don't understand why people get so emotional about it. But, yeah, I mean, seeing an old man fall is always funny. And seeing Biden take that L and doing a little rollover was pretty funny. But I hope he's all right. I hope he ain't break a hip. I mean, when you're that age, you fall. That means hip replacement.
Well, that could be the biggest concern.
Yeah, man, that just looks good for somebody who thinks they're going to be president for another 4 years, another 5 years. I mean, that's the only reason it becomes an issue at all. I mean, it's always funny to make it's sad, but it is always funny when somebody falls. I mean, an old person falling, it shouldn't be as funny, but I actually think sometimes it's funnier. And then you add someone who's in a position of power who, you know, some may call the most powerful man on the planet, and you got him tripping and falling over nothing because in some of it you can't even see it. It's like, all right, yeah, come on. Come on. This is the most powerful man in the world. It's a bad look for anybody in a position of power to be stumbling and rolling around on the ground. So, I mean, again, it can happen to anybody, but it just doesn't look good for, you know, the leader.
They just tripped over a sandbag. How does it look bad? He just tripped on a sandbag. He took an L. We've all taken L's. It happens to the best of us. You get hit with a sniper. Turf monster.
You ever seen Kim Jong-un trip over something?
I've never seen.
But you know why that don't happen? Exactly what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I think we are our own worst enemies, right? Like, to be honest with you, right? Like, you say that we're this superpower, and yes, we are, right? But at the same time, you know, sometimes I really feel like we're so divisive in our country, right? Like. If we got attacked by China right now, you know how many Chinese American would just roll with China just off of GP, right? Like, I just think that sometimes, like, I absolutely do. I think all of them that brought their people over from China, because they've never lost their heritage. They keep to that, right? I think they would absolutely be like, we're Chinese first, and then we're American. We came to America to be a better. We came to America because of opportunity, and because you gave me opportunity, right? And you also let my grandparents and my great great parents out of that damn entrapment camp, right? If I'm Japanese, even, right, or Chinese, right? So I'm just saying, like, I honestly think, I'm just saying their heritage, right? Like, the Asian heritage is never lost here, right? They will absolutely side with their nation over America. And America, right, we are so, to, you know, Dr. Margarita's point, we're so ignorant sometimes, right? Like, we will divide our country. We'll make our own leader look bad. So you know why it wouldn't happen to Kim Jong-un? Because you would die if you left. If there was a Fox News in China, all of them would have been off already, right? So they don't. So you would never see it from another world leader because they know better. Like, it's that fear.
Hey,
it wouldn't happen in Russia even. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But
Putin would
quick.
Never fall. Or if he fell, it wouldn't be on the news. Absolutely not be on the news because they control the media. So it probably happened, but we would never see it.
But, MX, just real quick, that's why I don't think the Chinese-Americans would side with China, because they don't want to die. They don't want to go back into a system where if they said something – or if they showed a video of Jackie Chan falling, that they would face beheading. That's why I don't think they would side with Mother China. I think they would side with us for that exact reason.
Yeah, nah, I don't got to happen with no other nationality. I just don't. I think they came over here for opportunity. They didn't come over here for our culture. That's why they're so ingrained in their culture, right? Like, that's why there's Chinatowns in every damn city, right? They don't lose their culture, right? Like they are one with their culture regardless of whatever happens. They're not going to lose their culture, period. No matter how long you've been here.
I mean, I've seen the last
dragon. I think it's true for most people.
Go ahead, Dr. Margarita.
No, I'm just saying, I think that's true for most people, like most people who immigrate here, right? Like you ask, I don't know, anybody who is like from Nigeria, for example, right? Like they have their own that they're.
Sorry.
Sorry.
What the hell?
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's like Americans, like, we have no culture, but for people, for other people, they do. And I think that, you know, it's so solid, like, compared to us that are sort of like, and have no pride.
Anybody got anything else?
I need to move on.
On Biden falling.
All right. Speaking of black trauma, Jim Brown died. Any of y'all care?
We got to go quick. We only got about 4 minutes.
Yeah, legend. Y'all got his wig, man.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
but he beat his wife.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a legend, but same thing we talk about with all these public figures, man. How long do you go before you start talking about the shitty stuff or the not-so-good things? He's a human. He's a complete person. Had his good traits and his bad faults. It just so happened that his bad faults were really bad. If he was an athlete today, we would not be calling him great. His legacy would not be what it is if he was doing what he did when he was younger. In today's climate,
he'd be Ray Rice.
With a fly.
He'd be Ray. He'd have got kicked out of the league.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But he did a lot for blacks. You know, he's a very complicated man. Very complicated. All right. Anybody got anything left on Jim Brown?
Anybody care about
Tina
Turner died?
Yeah, Tina Turner died. That was my next one. I'm trying to burn through these. Tina Turner. I don't think she was a man beater, but she was abused, so I don't want to make this like a comparison thing, but, you know, Tina Turner, another great, great performer. Very complicated history, but, you know, by all stretch of the mean, she was good to everyone. Rest in peace. Y'all got anything on Tina Turner, the legend? I only know one song of Tina Turner. Rolling with the homies.
Rolling with
that's
the homies,
huh? Yeah, that's only Tina Turner song right now.
A legend, an icon, man. Had a full life, 80-something years old. Like, yeah, she did a lot with her time, man. That's all you can ask out of anything. She made the most of her time
while
she was here.
What her eyebrows look like, DJ? She, you don't fucking know. Anybody got to think on Tina Turner? Mom, you still on here. You like old people. Mom must have put herself on mute.
Yeah, I did.
Tina Turner died. Tina Turner died.
Okay.
You got anything on Tina Turner? Did you ever see her?
I've never seen her in person, but she was just phenomenal. She had a long life, and she did, you know, she survived Ike, so.
80 ain't that
long. I'm just glad she died before she did.
You glad Ike died before she did?
Yeah.
Look, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. All right, we got about 2 minutes. Real quick, Al Pacino's having a baby with a 29-year-old. Thoughts? Just threw that
he's
dead fish at y'all.
He's still producing sperm. Wait a minute. He's still producing sperm?
Yo, you need to go get
he
pregnant
is.
By Al Pacino so I can be rich.
Yeah, you know what? He likes black girls. You know what I mean? Although,
yeah, go get
you,
Al.
I don't know if he likes the you said what?
Amen.
Go get you Al Pacino. Robert De Niro's going? Oh, Robert De Niro.
More power to him.
Likes,
yeah, more power to him, man.
Yeah. I don't think I would want to still.
I think that young girl saw. I think the young girl saw a sucker and she licked it. She's like, he's on his way out of here. So
so let me go ahead and get this going.
Oh, you know she licked it. It's a millionaire.
Yeah, but the question is, and what happened after she did, and for just how long? Long enough.
Hey, well, you're a millionaire. At 80, it can only take a minute. Like, you only got to sacrifice for so long. Look, when you're not, when you're 80 and almost 90, like, busting a nut's got to be rolling the dice with your heart. Like, you could die.
Bro, what?
Like, busting a nut with your 80, 90, like, somebody's the last. Yo, that energy you release could be it. It could be your, that's your time. You
I
kind
of disagree, because I think when you're doing it at that age, those are the laziest nuts. Those is like, those is creeping out. Those ain't the toe curlers. Those are like, oh, he's done.
All right, well, we only got 3 minutes. We're going to have to revisit this next week. Oh, Lord. All right, Mama, you got anything to say before we roll? We got to hurry up and get out of here.
Nah, it was good talking to y'all.
All right, Dr. Margarita, you got anything?
No, I have fun. Thanks.
Good. Great having you. Great having you, too, Mom. MX, you got anything?
Nah, man. Everybody have a good weekend.
You too. Great hair, Phobia. Blur, you got anything?
Hey, man, shout out to all the little black boys riding their bikes around Denver, Colorado, man, celebrating that finals, that, you know, game one win. Yeah, man. Everybody stay up. Enjoy your day. Happy summer to everybody.
All right. Great having you as always. New York, New York, floor is yours, my brother.
Man, Al Pacino, a wild boy. Al Pacino, a wild boy, having a kid at 80 years old. I don't even know how he going to do it. Figure Dovey, that's crazy. That's crazy. Other than that, you know what I mean? Joe Biden, tighten up. Tighten up, bro. Get you a yoga instructor. Get you an equilibrium on balance. Do something, bro. You can't be out here just tripping. I don't care if it's a sandbag or no. We ain't making no excuses for you, bro. You supposed to look at the floor before you walk, bro. Other than that, you know what I mean? Everybody have a good day. You know what I mean? The weather is nice. Get out and enjoy some sunlight. You know what I mean? And then we back over the show for the next week.
Oh, man, can't wait, can't wait. We'll pick it up with Busting the Nut at 90. We'll catch y'all next Thursday.